Nolte, fascist CNN seeks to intimidate Ticketmaster into blacklisting Tucker Carlson tour. By John Nolte on June 14, 2024. The far-left fascists at CNN are looking to intimidate Ticketmaster into blacklisting Tucker Carlson's upcoming arena tour. This week, the former Fox News anchor announced a 15-city speaking tour in the run-up to the upcoming presidential election. Carlson, who expanded his Fox audience after creating the Tucker Carlson Network, TCN, and moving to Twitter, will launch the tour on September 4 in Phoenix, Arizona, with Russell Brand as a special guest. "The one thing we know for certain is the United States is going to be one intense place this fall," Carlson said in the announcement. "So we thought, what better time to hit the road and see the country, and we're going to this fall. From coast to coast, we're going on a live tour with a bunch of friends of ours who you will recognize. We're gonna be live on stage responding to everything that is happening in real time," Carlson added, hyping the events as fun and interesting and a great way to spend your fall. Additional special guests will include Alex Jones, Charlie Kirk, Megyn Kelly, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Kid Rock, Roseanne, Vivek Ramaswamy, Dan Bongino, and Donald Trump Jr. Tickets went on sale Friday, June 14. As you can imagine, with Trump leading in most of the post-Kangaroo Court polls, Knlal found the very idea of an additional indignity involving Tucker Carlson and friends drawing more people than his fraudulency, Joe Biden's campaign stops, or CNN's primetime schedule intolerable. So, watch, Alyssa Farah Griffin, Tucker Carlson is more destructive, more powerful than Donald Trump. So CNN is aggressively and publicly pressuring Ticketmaster to refuse to sell tickets, which would all but kill the tour. Note, I don't link Nazis. If you want to read the Knlal piece, Google it. Ticketmaster is linking arms with right-wing extremists, boosting their ability to reach mainstream audiences and profiting off their dangerous and hateful rhetoric ahead of the November election. CNN wrote Thursday, adding that Carlson is inviting fellow conspiracy theorists such as Alex Jones and Marjorie Taylor Greene to join him along the way. So the same CNN behind most of this. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jesse Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6 protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of Native children in Canada hoax. The Trump killed all the fish hoax. Trump told people to drink bleach hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The 900,000 kids hospitalized with coronavirus hoax. Dozens of environmental hoaxes. The Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murdered non-binary teen hoax. The Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook truther hoax. The bloodbath hoax. Is suddenly concerned with conspiracy theories. And remember, over at Knlal, a conspiracy theory is doing what CNN did 24/7 for 3 years beginning in November 2016, questioning the outcome of a presidential election. To coerce Ticketmaster and the arenas themselves to blacklist Carlson by refusing to sell tickets or agree to host the tour, CNN played that tired old fascist game of contacting Ticketmaster and the specific venues for comment. Asked for comment this week, representatives for the Live Nation subsidiary, Ticketmaster, chose not to respond, CNN wrote. Then CNN gets pretty sweaty and desperate. In fairness to Ticketmaster's public relations division, it is difficult to see how they can defend such conduct, CNN explained before going full melodrama. How can any decent person not only participate in enabling Carlson's poisoning of the public discourse but also justify profiting off of his hateful rhetoric in the process? For the record, this same CNN. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK Kids hoax. Very Fine People hoax. 7-Hour Gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of Native children in Canada hoax. The Trump killed all the fish hoax. Trump told people to drink bleach hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The 900,000 kids hospitalized with coronavirus hoax. Dozens of environmental hoaxes. The Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murdered non-binary teen hoax. The Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook truther hoax. The bloodbath hoax. Is suddenly concerned with poisoning discourse and hateful rhetoric. CNN also posed questions to the venues hosting Carlson, which include the Honda Center, T-Mobile Center, Delta Center, Dickies Arena, Intrust Bank Arena and others. Wisely, like Ticketmaster, no one responded. CNN closed with two purple paragraphs that can be summed up this way: nice business you got there. Be a real shame if anything happened to it. Companies with basic ethics should, of course, reject doing business with dishonest figures who profit by dumping toxic waste into the country's information environment. But doing so puts them at risk of being targeted by those very same people who, like Trump, have tremendous sway over the vast majority of Republicans and a lightning rod for painful boycotts. But while the politics of 2024 makes for a thorny business environment for companies to navigate from an ethics perspective, the questions that lie before them come with clear and obvious answers. Those uncomfortable decisions risk catapulting them squarely into the center of the information wars, where grifters like Carlson thrive. Speaking of dumping toxic waste into the country's information environment. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK Kids hoax. Very Fine People hoax. 7-Hour Gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of Native children in Canada hoax. The Trump killed all the fish hoax. Trump told people to drink bleach hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The 900,000 kids hospitalized with coronavirus hoax. Dozens of environmental hoaxes. The Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murdered non-binary teen hoax. The Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook truther hoax. The bloodbath hoax. Journalist and free speech advocate Glenn Greenwald sees right through CNN's McCarthyism, and sums things up nicely. This is the tactic that has made U.S. corporate media the leading agitators for censorship while pretending they're not, Greenwald tweeted. They call up big tech, companies, and others to say, we are going to report on how you're platforming fascists, conservatives, to coerce them to ban them. Rest assured, the CNN Gestapo are only getting started in their campaign to kill this tour. Watch, Donald Trump Jr., Tucker Carlson certainly a contender to be Trump's vice president. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.